So hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast. Today, we have a really awesome guest. This is an actress based out of Honolulu, Hawaii. This is Serena Dunham. Hello, Serena.
Hi, Josephine.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So I wanted to ask you some questions for our audience. The first question is, I wanted to ask you to think back before you became a professional actress. Is there anything you wish someone had told you?
Not really. Nothing really comes to mind. And it was, I think, like my family was very supportive about, you know, pursuing acting when I chose it as a like major for university as my degree. And yeah, my mom was always like, yeah, be an actress. That's what you want.
That's
so
awesome.
So it's always been, a positive experience throughout the, you know, education and the career. Yeah, I got a lot of encouragements. If anything, I think everyone needs encouragement. I got what I wanted. Yeah.
That's excellent. And is there anything you would say to an actor who dreams of doing youth theater performances?
Youth theater. I really have a passion in youth theater. And that's what I was in all the TYA shows at the university. And I think it's one of the most challenging area, I think, because the kids are such harsh critics, you know. They don't lie. You don't get like a, oh, that was a good performance, even if they didn't like it. They're like, if they don't like it, it's a boo, you know. They just boo you immediately. So I think, it's one of the most hard ones, but it's also most rewarding. I work for a youth theater company right now, and just seeing the kids smile and, you know, genuine laughs, and afterwards they come hug you, they run to you and hug you. And I think it's, one of the most hardest, but the most rewarding area. So if they're up for it, I'll say go for it. It's a great challenge.
That's awesome. So if there was only one acting tool that you could use when you're acting, what would that be?
You know, I love clowning. I really enjoy.
Is there anything specific?
Yeah, eye contact. A connecting part is what I really enjoy. You know, every emotion you feel, you know, every in the scene, you just look out at the audience, connect, share. That's what I really enjoy, the connection.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love the connection too. So what made you first fall in love with acting?
When I think this was preschool, but I always loved watching movies with my mom, specifically Hollywood movies. I grew up in Japan, but my mom loves Hollywood movies and she would always, you know, watch them. And when I watched the movies, I always enjoyed the acting. Like I would see an actress and think, I want to play that part. It would be so cool to play that part in that movie. So that's why I wanted to be an actress from that age.
Wow. So what keeps you motivated? What keeps you going?
Yeah. So as I said, I work for a youth theater, and the kids' smiles, the laughs, that really keeps me going. I really want to give the fun experience for them. I think that's the biggest one. And I really, you know, enjoy acting. And I think about, you know, those scenes I had that morning. We have two shows every morning. So we run this, our current production, we have 162 shows total. But every day I'm thinking about how I could do things better. And every day it's a different reaction. So that's exciting. And I like looking forward to what kind of audience I'll have the next day.
What have you had a most rewarding acting experience since beginning your career?
Yes, definitely. There is a number one experience that it was really nice. So like I said, I used to perform in a lot of the TYA shows at the university, and there was a family of Japanese family, two girls and a mom. They were here because the girl's dad was on sabbatical from Japan, and I grew up in Japan. So when they came to say hi for the meet and greet, they were speaking Japanese. So I just approached them, started speaking Japanese, and they were so excited. The girls were like, oh my gosh, he's Japanese too. And they came to even see this storytelling group that I had, the Dorakugo, which Josephine was in as well, one of our very, very talented members. But she came to one of our shows, and she really said she looked up to me and she wanted to be a great actress. And one day she emailed, her mom emailed me saying that she was in a production, for a high school production. She's actually in elementary school, but it was a high school production that had all age kids. And so I went to see her show, and I brought a lei, because that's what we do in Hawaii. And after the show, I saw her outside, and she started crying the second she saw me. And she was so happy that I came to see her. And I was so shocked and amazed to see that, wow, I had such an influence on her. But to have somebody who looked up to me like that, it was so rewarding to do, you know, the theater, the youth theater shows. So that was the best experience I had.
Wow, that's beautiful. I love that story. That's so great. Mm. So touching.
Thanks.
So are there any current projects that you're working on that people should check out?
Yeah, so currently I'm in the preschool show, which is called The Carp Who Would Not Quit and Other Animal Tales at Honolulu Theater for Youth. So if anybody's in Honolulu, please, yeah, check out our shows. Our public shows are over actually at the main stage, but we do have a bunch of library shows coming up. So if you check out the Friends of Library in all the islands, so the state of Hawaii, then I think you can find our show there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Serena. I know your time is valuable, and it's so wonderful to hear you. And hopefully this encourages our listeners, anyone who's hoping one day to do youth theater and be a performer like you, just like that little girl that her dream. Hopefully this encourages them as well. And
yeah, very nice. Thank you so much, Josephine.
Thank you. And for our listeners, thank you for listening in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.